Well, folks, coming up on August the 4th, we've got a big election, an August primary. Medicaid expansion is the biggest issue we've been focusing on statewide, of course, and the gubernatorial race in both Republican and Democratic primaries. However, there are a number of big Missouri Senate races around the state. And in this interview and story, I'm focusing on District 29 in Southwest Missouri. Senator David Sater is term limited. No Democrats have filed, so it's a two-way race. Whoever wins the primary will be the next senator. Earlier today, I interviewed Republican State Representative Mike Moon, who's facing off against former Missouri Republican Party Chairman David Cole, who's from Cassville. Mr. Cole, kind enough to give me some time as well. David, always a pleasure. Why are you running for the Senate, sir? Thanks.
Well, thank you, Brian. I do appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. I tell you why I'm running for the Senate. What I have done, I've spent my entire life and my entire entire career involved in Republican politics, working hard to elect conservative Republicans to office, and we have done that. We worked very hard to do that, and this opportunity presented itself. I'm always looking for an opportunity to serve, and I grew up in this county and in this district, and spent my life here in this county, and the people of this county have been so good to me and my family, and the opportunity to give back and to serve and take conservative Southwest Missouri values to Jefferson City and work to effectuate public policy to help the good folks of Southwest Missouri was an opportunity that I just couldn't pass up.
If you were elected to the Senate, Mr. Cole, what would your priorities be? Because I know, obviously, if you win the primary, whoever wins it won't be seated until January. But if elected and taking office in January, what would your priorities be?
Well, I think the priorities and what's important to the people in Southwest Missouri, obviously, is education. And workforce development and being able to put together an environment where businesses can thrive and people can have good jobs, support their families. You know, the economy is, you know, the COVID pandemic has upset everything. I think the priority number one has got to be the economy and getting people back to work. And then what we need is we need to make sure that those businesses can hire good, high-quality, qualified employees, and we need to address that with an education system and a workforce development plan that enables people to do that.
Final question for you. Your opponent in this race is a seven-year state representative, Representative Mike Moon of Ash Grove. I just spoke to him, interviewed him just a few minutes ago. He did say that from his perspective, some of the mailers from your campaign have been, in his words, quote-unquote, stretching the truth. Again, a direct quote there. Do you have any thoughts on the race and any thoughts on your opponent that you'd like to share?
Well, I think that I would reject the notion that anything is stretching the truth. What we have tried to do in this race is we have, you know, at the outset of this, Representative Moon indicated that he was going to run on his record, and I thought that was very good and very appropriate because we were going to run on his record too. You know, I don't think that it is stretching the truth if we say that there was, you know, when a special session was called back in by Governor Greitens to pass, I believe it was Senate Bill 5 to regulate for abortion clinics, and I indicate that he's the only Republican to vote no on that bill. That's not stretching the truth. When we make statements that that Missouri Right to Life rated him the lowest ranked Republican in the House last year, that is not stretching the truth. Those are facts. Everything that we have said is absolutely 100% correct. You know, if there's a vote and there's a record and we point out that vote, that's not stretching the truth. And what we have done, we have taken great pains to be very accurate in everything that we've said. And, you know, if pointing out Representative Moon's voting record is, you know, negative or whatever, then maybe the problem is the votes, not me pointing them out.
Again, our guest here has been David Cole, former Missouri Republican Party chair. He is from Cassville. This election will take place on August the 4th. It's a two-way race. Again, no Democrats have filed in this particular race, the 29th District. Senator Sater's term limited, so he'll be leaving in January. Again, the winner of the primary will be the next senator from that district. David, we appreciate your time, sir.
Brian, I thank you, and I appreciate everything that you do. Thank you.